Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
Those sounds were some unison calls of sandhill cranes. Elegant, noble, and spiritual, the sandhill crane is one of the most ancient of all birds, and they have inspired people of many cultures worldwide. While you're not likely to spot wintering or nesting sandhill cranes in our Delaware River Valley area, the continued expansion of sandhill cranes into Pennsylvania is an exciting story. Sandhills have established themselves firmly in Pennsylvania. Their known nesting presence is growing, and they've been wintering in increasing numbers in western and southern counties. There have even been reports of a nesting pair in nearby Susquehanna County.
Sandhill cranes are large, long-legged, and long-necked birds. There are 15 species of cranes in the world, but only two are found in North America, the sandhill crane and the whooping crane. Sandhill cranes are about 4 feet tall, gray-bodied, crimson-capped birds that breed in open wetlands, fields, and prairies across North America. They're streamlined birds and fly with their necks and legs extended. They have no rear toe and can't perch in trees. The male is called a roan, the female a mare, and the young are colts. They certainly must have been named by ranchers. When they fly, their wing beat is unique with a quick upward flick, then a slower downstroke. They can fly at 30 to 50 miles per hour and go 300 to 500 miles per day during migration. They only fly during the day, taking advantage of thermals.
We were recently on a vacation in Tucson, Arizona, and took a side trip to the Wings Over Wilcox Festival that celebrates the thousands of sandhill cranes that winter in the area. We went with the group to two overlook areas to watch the cranes come in for their evening roosting, and what a sight it was. Skein after skein of hundreds of sandhill cranes silhouetted against a vivid pink and aqua sunset coming into a playa to rest for the night. The cranes need 3 to 6 inches of water for their roosting. This enables them to hear and see predators approaching, and their long legs keep them above their watery roost. And what an amazing noise they made! Sandhill cranes give loud, rattling bugle calls, each lasting a couple of seconds and often strung together. They can be heard up to 2.5 miles away, and the calls are given on the ground as well as in flight, when the flock may be very high and hard to see. Here's how they'll sound.
Their unique tone of their loud, rolling, trumpeting call is a product of their anatomy. Sandhill cranes have long tracheas that coil into the sternum and help the sound develop a lower pitch and harmonics that add a lot of richness. It's an ancient, haunting sound. Many of the birds winter in New Mexico, Texas, and Arizona, and some subspecies fly as many as 10,000 miles round trip to their breeding grounds. More than 500,000 strong, flying in squadrons, these majestic creatures point northward to their Arctic and subarctic breeding ranges. Some birds nest as far south as Utah, and when we lived there, we used to see them in the fields and shallow ponds, and they were delightful to watch.
Kearney, Nebraska is touted as the sandhill crane capital of the world, and every year during March and early April, over 500,000 sandhill cranes migrate to the Platte River Valley in order to fuel up before resuming their northward migration. It's a spectacular sight, and many nature lovers travel to Kearney to see the gathering. Adult sandhill cranes are gray birds, but they often preen with marsh soils and weeds on their breeding grounds. The iron-rich oxide soils stain their feathers, creating a deep rusty brown hue, which lasts through spring and summer, and can help to act as a camouflage. They have a short, stiff tail that's covered by drooping feathers that form a bustle. Their red crown is actually a featherless patch of skin that is used as a communication tool. It can be expanded if they're angry or on guard, retracted when they're calm. They are omnivores and use their beaks like a gardener's trowel to dig for food, corn, seeds, roots, and worms. They can even be seen flipping over cow patties to find the insects underneath.
Sandhill cranes group together in great numbers, and mates display to each other with exuberant courtship and socialization dances that involve a lot of bowing and jumping and spreading of wings. Their first successful breeding comes when they're 4 to 5 years old. They mate for life, which can mean 2 decades or more, and stay with their mates year-round. The chicks can get up and follow the parents within 8 hours of hatching. Juveniles stick close to their parents for 9 to 10 months after hatching, learning everything from them. We hope that sometime you may have the opportunity to hear and see these awesome birds, perhaps seeing some fly over our Delaware Valley area.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.